I know I'm supposed to be outraged at the endless news of greed run amok. Multi-million-dollar bonuses to AIG executives who helped destroy our economy under the straight-faced cover that without them, the bankrupt company would be doomed. But I just can't summon the emotion. Call it outrage fatigue, but after a decade of federal government malfeasance and hurricane-sized indifference to deep social problems, my well of anger has run dry. Part of the problem is that in recent years, outrageous behavior has been elevated to a scale that would make the devil proud. When I was in high school, the Teapot Dome scandal was the most shocking public embarrassment taught, and that involved a modest bribe during the Harding administration over oil deposits. Watergate, which consisted of breaking and entering and the resulting cover-up, almost seems quaint compared to what we've recently experienced. Lies about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist, hundreds of millions of dollars stuffed into contractors' pockets. Even Charles Ponzi, who invented the eponymous scheme and was a contemporary of the Teapot Dome scandal, only made away with $10 million, a modest sum compared to Madoff's billions. It's as if someone sprinkled some type of evil fertilizer on America's capitalistic culture, springing forth gigantic versions of the pig-faced politician or the huckster traveling salesman. Fortunately, even massive malfeasance can be shrunk to cockroach-sized portions, mostly by dragging it out of the shadows and into the light, and then stamping it to death. But let's not kid ourselves. As long as there's an America, there'll be wide-smiling grifters ready to pick your or my pocket. Inevitably, regrettably, my pool of outrage will refill, enabling me to shake my head solemnly at the latest news before heading to the streets to shake my fist in protest. But for now, I'm leaving the outrage to others. Let me know when you get tired. Hopefully, I'll be ready to take my turn. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.